895 The Lake, it's David. Right now I have Mike Barkley with OPP. We're talking about boating safety, May long weekend, big one here in Kenora. Lots of people will be out on the lake. What should they do before they go on the boat so that they're safe?
One of the biggest things that people forget to do is go through their boats and make sure they have all their required equipment. Make sure all the safety gear is in there and any extras they may need. If they have flashlights, make sure your batteries are fresh in there. Make sure you have flares that are fresh. Check your fire extinguisher and make sure you have all your ropes and paddles and anything that's going to assist you if you do break down somewhere and are out in the elements for any amount of time. A lot of people forget to take extra clothing in case they do get wet and stuff like that. So those are all the main things you got to do is make sure you check your boat over and make sure it's good to go. If it's the first ride of the year, make sure you go for a little pre-ride just to make sure that the gas doesn't have water and stuff in it and that it's not going to stall out on you and leave you stranded.
And then once you're on the boat, let's say situations do get a bit tricky, what should they be doing? What's the first thing that they should do?
If they do go out there, don't wait till it's dark. Call and ask for help. If you need the OPP's help, we're there for you. So you can either call 911 or you can call 1-888-310-1122. We're more than happy to come out and help. But the key is there, if you break down at, say, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, don't wait till 10 o'clock at night to ask for help. It makes things a little more difficult, and obviously you can't get things fixed that late at night. Just please reach out but just make sure those boats are ready to go. Make sure you have your phone charged. That's a big one. Make sure you have a charging cable with you so that in case you do need extra time on your phone, you can take that. If it's cold, obviously your phone won't last as long.
The life jacket is obviously quite important for those who don't know how to swim.
Yes, life jackets are always very important, and that goes with the pre-checklist on your boat, making sure all your equipment is in there for everybody that's on board. And making sure you have a life jacket that is of the appropriate size for the person that's going to be wearing it. And if you're going to be doing water sports, making sure that there's enough room on the boat for the person who's also doing the sport itself.
Should they be looking, it's a good thing that you brought those things up, canoeing and kayaking, they're quite popular here in the northwestern Ontario area. So what should they be checking before they go canoeing? Because there are signs, I think, when it comes to water sports, and there are safe areas as well as unsafe zones and things like that.
One of the things they need to make sure, and on all boaters, is check the weather, check the long-term range, what it's going to be like for the day, check winds. That's a huge one, especially for canoers and kayakers. If they're not physically able to go for long rides and stuff like that, make sure the winds aren't going to blow them out into an area where it's going to be pushing them away from their home source and not able to get back. But again, make sure you have your phone with you, some communications. And a really important thing is tell somebody where you're going. Where you're going to be launching your boat? When do you expect to be coming back? Make sure somebody knows that so that if they don't come back, the police have a spot to go and start from.
I was going to ask that because in northern Manitoba, where I'm from, it's the same type of situation, especially with the ice roads, that you let people know before you get on the road because it gets tricky on the road.
This area is huge, so if nobody knows where you went or where you started from, it makes it very difficult to track you down and from where to start. So, yeah, please make sure you tell somebody where you're starting from, where you're launching your boat from, and what time you want to be back.
Do water levels matter when someone's boating?
Yes, right now, as you can see, the water levels are lower than normal. So you just make sure you're watching the charts and read them correctly and give extra caution towards the areas that would show low water or, shallow waters and where there's rocks and other obstructions because they'll be a little more visible they'll be a little more visible now.
And when I was in Grand Rapids, well, I used to travel there, there was a thing, you don't canoe or boat near the dams. Is that the same situation here in Kenora as well? Because there's a dam nearby.
Yeah, we have a few dams around Kenora, so you don't go near them. Just stay clear of those. Canoers, kayakers, don't go anywhere near them. The current can be quite strong and draw you into those areas. And same with boating, if you don't want to be near them in case your motor stalls or something like that. So just be cautious of those areas. They're all well marked, so just be cautious.
Thank you very much, Mike, for spending your time with me. Appreciate it.
No problem. I hope everybody has a great and safe weekend.